Brett Hollander and Kadri Ismail back here on WBAL. We are live in the Under Armour studios here in Owens Mills, Maryland, and we're joined now by Ravens running back Bernard Pierce. Bernard, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
How's the offseason been?
Offseason's been great, you know, a lot of family time. Not too much traveling, like a lot of people said it would be, but, you know, I've just been trying to relax, stay off my feet.
When you say a lot of people would said it would be, what did they say as far as being a Super Bowl champion and all that, the spoils of being a champion comes with it?
Yeah, you know, they were like, off season, now you can go to islands, go here, go there. But, man, my son's 8 months, and he does not allow that, so.
Yeah. So when you look at the off season, this is your first full off season. Last year, you know, you were preparing to get into the league. What do you see right now that's been different from this start of the off season compared to where you were last year?
I'm more relaxed. Definitely. I would say more relaxed, you know. Last year it was the combine, right from the combine back to training, then to pro day, then right at the pro day back to training, and then drafted. Back to training, and it was just like never had any time to breathe. But now that, you know, I'm actually relaxed, my body feels great. So I would say I'm a lot more relaxed.
Can you believe this whole thing has taken place literally in 1 year? 1 year ago, less than 1 year ago, you're about to become a Raven and be drafted in the third round. And since then, you've established yourself as an NFL running back. You win a Super Bowl, a big part of that offense down the stretch. Can you believe it's only been 1 year?
I'll tell you what, man. That season felt like 3 years. That was I think the hardest obstacle to overcome, just that many games in 1 year. But you know, it has been a year, and it's been one heck of a year. You know, we came out and we were the underdogs a lot, but we proved everybody wrong. So
your numbers, you had 39 touches, rushed for over 200 yards, 5.2 a carry. As you started to get warmed up, I was very impressed because it seems as every time you would get the ball, you would rarely, I think I counted maybe twice, that you were hit in the backfield, and it was actually, it wasn't negative yards, but it was just 0 yards, but you were always falling forward, and that kind of toughness, I dubbed you Man Crush because it was like, if you look at a football player, I'm like, the man is running with some authority and great vision, and it just became man crush, man crush this, man crush that. Look at Man Crush running. When did you feel comfortable as far as the game slowing down for you?
I would say I felt comfortable once I actually fully understood the playbook. Because once I got the understanding of it and knew what I had to do, then it was just – it became fun. There was no more thinking on the field, and I could play a lot faster, and so everything else slowed down for me.
When you think about this Ravens offense, honestly, people can point to the fire of Cam Cameron and Jim Caldwell becoming the offensive coordinator, but also the offense got hot, I think, when you took more of a role in the game-by-game game plan. And when you look forward, yes, the team did lose Anquan Boldin, and that will be tough to make up, but realistically, you can point to you going into your second year as a key reason why I think the offense could be better next year for the Ravens.
Hey, I just do my job, man.
Humble. But it was, honestly, you look at the rookie season, 532 yards on the ground, and the big number, Q, 5 yards per carry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane for a rookie or for anybody.
You know, I've heard people have told me facts and statistics, but, you know, I just try to stay humble and stay grounded and keep, you know, focused and just try to make sure that this year is better than my last year.
When you look at last year, pass protection has come to the forefront as far as, you know, young guys getting in. Was there ever a time or there was a player or was there a game in which you were like, okay, I got to block him. Did you feel that?
I'm trying to think. As a matter of fact, it was the Colts game.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the playoffs, and I saw him coming, and he was full speed, and I was like, you know what, I just got to take this one. Hey.
Did you get the jersey number as he was coming in? Did you like, oh, God, hold on.
Oh, I didn't go back, surprisingly. I don't.
Thudded him up.
Yeah, I just hit him.
Okay.
I just ran. He was running full speed, and I ran full speed and just
ha-ha!
Collision.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
Did he fall back?
Nobody fell back, but I think I felt that a little more than he did.
You're like the body of mass.
I was like, Jesus.
You played last year, what, 210, 215, 220?
I played last year probably 225.
225.
Yeah.
What do you think it'll be this year? Do you have a plan for that?
Probably maybe stay the same or bulk up a little bit. Like all offseason I've been like heavy. I've been like 228, 226. So I'll probably either stay the same or get heavier. Because, like they said, it is a long season, so you got to keep that weight up.
When you look at playing next to Ray Rice, what were your first thoughts and experiences with him as the year kind of went on? Did it change any?
My first initial thought?
Yeah.
When I came to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm never going to touch that field. Honestly.
That's funny.
But, you know, they started a system where, you know, they started trying to put me in a little more. So I try to take full advantage of that, and I think that's maybe where the stats sheets come from. Because every time I knew that, you know, he's the premier back, and when I'm in, I'm just his relief. So I had to try to make the best of every carry.
Cleveland was your first touchdown, correct?
My only touchdown, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do with the football?
I gave it to the ref.
Oh!
But I got it back.
Okay.
I got it back. Because I was, you know.
I was about to say, rookie?
You got the best of both worlds there. You look like
a. That was a rookie move right there.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, I'd have held on. Oh, God. I scored my first.
Where's your first touchdown?
My first touchdown was against the Green Bay Packers at Green Bay in Milwaukee. And we're in the red zone. Jim McMahon threw it to me. Kept the ball.
Where is it now?
See, I'll just rattle that off. It is probably.
Storage?
No, actually, it's in my house. I thought it was in my mom's house. It's in my house here in Harford County.
Yeah, I got my balls in my house, though. I got it back. And the funny thing was, wasn't the one that got it back, though.
Who got it for you?
Tory.
He knew.
He was like, wait, what are you doing? Get your ball.
Excuse me, Mr. Ref. I'm going to take this ball right now and give it to my boy.
Bernard Pierce with us here on WBAL for another minute. And Bernard, you're from Philadelphia, you went to Temple. Big cheesesteak fan. Where do you go here in town for your cheesesteaks?
I don't.
You will not do it?
No.
It's like someone from Maryland going somewhere else for crabs. You just won't do it.
You can't do it. It's not the same. Everybody talks about the cheesesteaks from such and such, and I tried it one time. I'm like, bro, this thing has more lettuce than meat on it. Like, you can't do that.
That cracks me up. When when you look at playing with Joe, and obviously he had a tremendous year. Where do you see as far as the chemistry with you and him going into the 2013 campaign?
Hey, man, just make sure, honestly, I would just want Joe to know that every time I'm in, that, you know, I'm going to have his back, like whether it's getting to the check down pass or whether it's picking up a blitz. Because, you know, the more comfortable he is back there, you know, the more successful and the more positive his game is.
Mm-hmm. When he's in a huddle, talk to us as far as the listener. I know that, you know, every quarterback has their own way, but what is he like in the huddle when he's calling out the plays and instructions? I mean, is he just okay, guys, here's what we got? Is he loosening you guys up? Is he what kind of a quarterback is he when he is going through the play, getting it out to you guys?
I would say Joe is, you know, calm. He's just laid back. He's always relaxed. I've never seen him, you know, upset or mad in the huddle or during the game. He's just
so you
very
just
relaxed.
Missed the protection. Does he ever come up to you and be like, rookie, come here. Don't miss that protection again. Or is he yelling at you? What is it like as far as?
I think I only missed the whole year. I only missed two protections.
Okay, so those two protections, what did he say, though?
Fortunately, he didn't get that hit that hard on the protections, but. I just came back to hell and I was like, you know, Joe, like, my fault, man. It won't happen again. Mm. He's like, no, you're good, man. Just keep playing.
Bernard, take us through the off-season workout right now and what you're having to do today and in your time. It's a voluntary workout, but what do you have to do when you come here?
Well, we had a meeting this morning, and then it was two, like, sessions. So it was an 8 o'clock group, and there was a 12 o'clock group.